Rodney's going to sit down and talk some football with us. Rodney, Mike, and Paul, good to talk to you, man. How are you?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, man. What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm all good. What's happening?
You got your Teddy's Team t-shirt on? You ready to go?
That's my guy.
One of the things that we talked about with Teddy and Ty, and I think it's interesting, was just the nature of the weekend and the ups and downs that so many players must have gone through. With you think on Saturday you made the cut, you get down to 53, and then all of a sudden you have two pretty high-profile guys get let go on Sunday. John Lynch in particular, I know you weren't with him for a long time, but you know that still had to be somewhat surprising for you to see a guy like that let go.
Well, you know, the funny part about the NFL, it definitely means not for long. And fortunately for John, he's had a long, lustrous career, 9 Pro Bowls, just Hall of Fame, sure, and Hall of Fame famer. But that's always a tough point in time during the preseason is guys getting cut, guys that you've become friends with, you know, John and I, we really started becoming close. And other guys like Chad Jackson that you saw grow from an infant and saw him starting to really come into his own, which is a very tough time. But yet still, these guys can play football, and I wish them the best in the future.
I read a story today, Rodney, where you came in yesterday, didn't know about Fernando Bryan, didn't know some of these guys were released. Teddy joked that even at his level, he keeps his cell phone off on cut day. He doesn't want to get phone calls. Are you the same way? Do you not want to know about this stuff? Do you not follow it? Is it just something where when you come in, you'll find out? That's how you find out?
Well, I'm probably the complete opposite. I keep my cell phone with me, and up until, I guess, yesterday or Sunday at 4 o'clock, I kept my phone with me, and I said, hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I'm going to find out eventually. But it's something that you try to keep up with, but yet and still, some of the players, you know, a lot of transactions are, you know, they're made during a day and during a week. So you never know what happens. But ultimately, if you play this game long enough, it's going to happen to all of us.
Getting a little lonely back there at safety here. Just not too many of you are around. I mean, you got James, obviously, James Sanders, and Brandon Merriweather, and the illustrious veteran.
Well, we have a plan. We always have a plan.
I'm sure you do, and I'm sure we'll be the last ones to find out about it.
Hopefully, especially you.
Thanks for that.
There are some young guys on this defense in that secondary, and you've been known as a mentor and a great veteran on this Patriots team. The one guy in particular, Brandon Merriweather, sitting there at the safety spot. We see the athletic ability. We see just the physical attributes. What have you seen, Rodney, from year one to year two? You know, went behind the ears, rookie. Now he's a second-year guy, probably going to play some meaningful football. Talk about his transition from year one to year two.
Really, probably the biggest difference I see in Brandon is his confidence level with the defense, knowing all the adjustments and actually vocalizing them to everyone across the board. At safety on our team, you have to be very versatile. You have to have the ability to talk and line everyone up and make adjustments. And Brandon has done a tremendous job of that. He's very confident. Now he's able to just to play football and make plays like you've seen in the preseason.
As you head to the, you know, the week one and the start of another season, do you still get that opening day kind of feeling where you're the butterflies?
I have butterflies right now,
yeah?
to be honest with you.
Well, to be on the radio with me.
No, not at all.
Oh.
That's easy.
Oh.
You know, you still get excited for it. The same thing, the same feel, the bubbles in the stomach, the excitement. You look back at all the hard work that you've put in, the sacrifices that you've made. You just really want to go out there and play well. And I prepared hard along with a bunch of other these guys. And we're so excited that we can actually bring everyone together, game plan for a team, and actually go out there and try to execute it.
You mentioned game plan. You start looking at this Kansas City team. They've got a young quarterback. They've got a wide receiver in Dwayne Bowe, who was a great rookie last year out of LSU. When you look at this Kansas City team, what are the things that you look at defensively that say are going to be a challenge for us? We have to address these if we're going to win this football game.
I think number one, first and foremost, is stopping the running game. Larry Johnson is a beast and have a couple young guys who are big, hard running running backs that can actually back him up. They have you know, the best tight end to probably ever play the game in Tony Gonzalez. They have a young receiver in Bo who's big and who makes plays all over the field. They have a big physical, aggressive offensive line. And those are the things that you look at, because now they have an athletic quarterback. He can scramble. He can boot. He can drop back. And he's not making a lot of mistakes. And word out of Kansas City is that, you know, they don't want him to turn the ball over. Mm. So you could see that they're probably might take some shots, you know, and do a couple things to keep us off balance. But, you know, all in all, we have to go out there. We have to execute our game plan and not blow coverages and tackle well.
it's an interesting team to sort of play right out of the chute with so many rookies and young guys. I mean, it was amazing. I was working on some preview stuff for the paper, and they have guys that just have no experience, but they're going to be out. They're going to get their feet wet quickly at Gillette Stadium. It must be an interesting team to kind of play when you don't really know a lot about some guys that are going to be playing key roles.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting because I think they're going in with 17 rookies. So what does that mean? That means young. That means fast. That means very athletic.
It means they don't know anybody. They're not going to be intimidated.
But yet and still, you know, it's exciting. I mean, I know Herm Edwards, he's excited about that. You add a lot of team speed, a lot of aggressiveness, you know, guys, some youth, some excitement out there. But yet and still, we have to focus on what we do, and we have to play our game, and we have to tackle. We have to make sure that we don't give up big plays and get to the quarterback.
Roddy, you mentioned Tony Gonzalez, and as a safety, you're matched up against some very good tight ends week in and week out. Where does Gonzalez rank in terms of tight ends you faced overall game? Blocking, seems to be a tremendous receiver, Hall of Fame receiver. Is he in that top one or two tight ends you face as a defender?
Oh, yeah, I would actually put Tony. Shannon Sharp was a tremendous tremendous wide receiver. I mean, wide receiver slash tight end that I played against. He was a tremendous blocker as well as Antonio Gates and those guys, Chris Cooley's of the world. But Tony Gonzalez is special. I played against him for 9 years when I was in San Diego, and we had some great matchups.
Twice a year you saw him.
Twice a year he saw me. But yet and still, we have a lot of respect for one another, and it's going to be fun. I mean, when you play this game, you want to go up against the best, and, you know, this is another opportunity for me.
Rodney, you talked about the defense and looking forward to getting out there with the game plan and full, you know, regular season mode. Talk to Teddy and Ty about this a little bit, too. How concerned were you with the opening drives in particular that, you know, all four games we allowed points on the first drive, and I'm sure that's not, you know, game plan or no game plan, I'm sure that wasn't part of the plan. How concerned were you about that?
Well, I think obviously it was a concern for all of us. When you get on the field, you want to start fast, and that's something that we've preached, but we haven't done a very good job of executing. I think overall, you know, we've learned from that situation, and we have to come out here and we have to start shutting people down. We have to have some more three and outs or even four and outs and get the offense off the field so we can get our offense on the field. So very disappointed to us, but yet still, I mean, something that we've watched on film and we're doing little things, we're making little mistakes, whether it's one guy or two guys either missing a tackle or not in their proper gap or blowing a coverage. But we have to put it all together and we have to make those plays.
You played the Giants on Thursday, a team that you ran into in the Super Bowl last year. Did seeing that Giant uniform, seeing those players bring up any of the memories of last year's Super Bowl, or is that something that as a team you guys have moved on this year is this year?
I think you probably have to look at it similar to in 2003 and 2004 when we had back-to-back Super Bowls and coming back the next year with that mental challenge of being able to put that Super Bowl win behind us and moving forward. And we've done a great job of that as well as a Super Bowl loss. You have to be able to put it, stack it on a shelf, and move forward. And we've done a great job of that both when we've won games as well as when we lost games. And really, we didn't really allow that to affect us on the field. I mean, they're the Super Bowl champions. They beat us when it counted, and congrats to them.
How are you guys able to do that so well? You know, kind of compartmentalize all of this stuff. And, you know, Bill talks about it. Whatever is the task at hand is the most important. The meeting, you know, film study, practice, game, whatever it is. How do you guys do that so well?
Well, I think, you know, it starts from the coach, but I think the veteran players understand that, you know, when you're done playing football, you'll have plenty of time to sit back and reflect on how great you were and all the records and things of that sort. But, you know, people really look at what you're doing now. They look at what you've done in the past, but here and now is what's important. And if you get caught up in what happened in the past, then, you know, you're really setting yourself up for a downfall, and we're able to do that. We have the maturity, and we have the perspective to know that, put that aside and look forward to the future.
It's a great coaching staff to get you there. You added this team added a coach in Dom Capers. Here is a guy defensively, Carolina. Everyone knows of him as sort of defensive guru. Now working with you guys in the defensive backs. What's that been like now with Bill and Dom on the same coaching staff?
Tremendous. A lot of years of experience, a lot of knowledge and understanding, as well as Dean Pease and Pepper Johnson and all those guys, Matty P. He's very intense, very knowledgeable. He loves to watch a lot of film, which, you know, a lot of young guys don't like, but we know it's
fun. What about old guys? Do old guys like that too?
No, we hate it. But you know, yet and still, man, we're just excited about having Dom, a guy with those type of accolades and that type of knowledge of the game.
Well, Rodney, good luck Sunday against the Chiefs. Thanks for stopping by on a Patriots Monday.
Thanks for having me. You guys are better than Michael and the other guy.
There you go.
That's for sure.
Michael and the other guy, Dale and Holly. Perlow and Manansky here on Sports Radio WEEI. Rodney Harrison.